It's time on the radio here in Spain to talk to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. We've been talking, Bill, for some time in the past. How are we doing today?
Yeah, pretty well, thanks, Howard. And how are you?
I'm very well. Well, here in Spain, a lot of expats, really, they need to plan their wealth for the future. Perhaps they retire early. And it's a favourite destination, I guess, for those making most of their retirement years because of all the attractions and what we have here. But do you think that the Spanish taxation can put people off making that move to live here full time?
Well, I would hope not. I suspect I don't find out about those people who are put off because before I would get to meet them, they've probably made their decision not to arrive in Spain. But it wouldn't be the right decision. I mean, there's lots of complicated things I might say in answer to that question, but let me put it simply. There are more opportunities for effective tax mitigation legally in Spain than exist in the UK, in my opinion. Let me give you a simple example. If you have the tax exempt savings plan type arrangements in the UK, the amount you could put in them on an annual basis is limited to a relatively modest sum of money. Whereas in Spain, you can make similar investments with unlimited amounts of capital, which can end up being in a structure which, in terms of rolling up your profits, your income, are entirely free of tax. And even if you take an income, are tax advantaged. There are lots of opportunities under the Spanish tax regime that just simply don't exist in the United Kingdom. Those pieces of legislation are enshrined in Spanish statute to attempt to and endeavour to encourage thrift on the part of the Spanish population. And of course, that covers expatriates when they become residents of Spain. So I think some people may be put off, but we meet a lot of people who are initially concerned about the consequences of succession tax, for example, the consequences of being unmarried couple, whether heterosexual or otherwise, on the consequences of what that means in terms of Spanish taxation compared to what they have in the UK. Generally speaking, after talking to us, they make the decision to live in Spain because we can usually manage the affairs in Spain far more effectively than we might otherwise have managed them in the UK.
Yeah. So how does wealth tax work in Spain and who does it affect?
Well, it's a weird thing, wealth tax. We keep getting threatened by the Spanish government that it's going to be a temporary tax, and a temporary seems to have just run on for years, unfortunately. Whether it will eventually prove to be temporary is a matter yet to be seen. But wealth tax is charged at progressive rates. It starts at a very low level of 0.2% OK, but it rises up to 2.5% for the bigger estates. There are those rates of 0.2 to 2.5 are the state rules. But there are some regional rules where the rates go up to around 3%. If you're liable, if you're a resident of Spain, then you're liable to wealth tax on your worldwide assets, including your property, your investments, your bank accounts, any jewellery or art or cars and boats. If you're not resident of Spain, then you're only liable on your Spanish-based assets, and some assets are exempt, like pensions, for example. On the positive side, Spain provides allowances which are generous enough to take many people out of the wealth tax net. Those who own the higher value properties and large investment portfolios can still be subjected to fairly substantial tax bills. Each individual has an allowance, a 700,000 euros personal allowance, and residents also receive up to 300,000 euros against the value of their main home. Catalonia has reduced the individual allowance to 500,000 euros, and the Comunidad Valenciana has reduced to 600,000 euros. On the other hand, Madrid has offered a 100% relief to wealth tax, so that if you are a resident of Spain but you live in Madrid, then there is no wealth tax payable.
Wow. Move to Madrid. Let's look at what people can do then, Bill, to reduce their wealth tax
liability. Why do you think they did that?
Because the politicians live
there.
Let's look now at what the people can do to reduce their wealth tax liability. What about property? How can you handle that?
Actually, to be honest, there isn't a great deal that you can do with property to mitigate your wealth tax liability. It's a fixed asset. It has a value, cathastrally, it has a value which is easily determined. Wealth tax liability is something that is difficult to unshackle yourself from. There have been proposals which we've used in the past to mitigate against wealth tax, but it appears that the door on that opportunity may be closing. But the fact is that if you are talking to a Blevins Franks advisor in Spain in an holistic way about your overall financial affairs, your pension, your investment assets, your life insurance policies, your property, and then about your circumstances which you're trying to protect yourself from, estate planning, wealth tax will form a part of the planning that Blevins Franks will bring to bear upon any recommendations they make. And there are ways of mitigating your wealth tax. You simply need to sit down and talk to someone who has the knowledge to explain to you what you might need to do to mitigate the tax from its highest levels.
Mm. What about downsizing, Bill? If you downsize your property, does that have other advantages besides helping with wealth tax?
I think there is an appreciation in the long retired parts of the expatriate population that as far as investments go, property can be very costly to maintain. I personally don't often talk about my personal affairs, but I've been fortunate enough over the years to own a very pleasant, substantial property. I've come to realise that as I get older, I thought of in the outset that I owned this property. I've now kind of discovered that it sort of owns me. It is still costly to maintain. I use it less frequently than I used to. So, you know, wherever you hold real estate, it seems to me these days that real estate is a sitting duck for additional taxation. And that is what's happened over the last few years. They've seen property as a means of collecting additional revenue, council tax, stamp duty, capital gains tax. I mean, and those costs normally increase in line with the property's value. And the maintenance expenses have become a substantial cost on many people, higher than the prevailing rate of inflation. If you've got, for example, UK property, there's been a number of recent changes, the reduction of the buy-to-let tax relief on residential properties, a new capital gains tax liability for non-residents. They will have increased the tax burden of property owners. And the problem in Spain, of course, as you say, is that real estate can tip you over the threshold for wealth tax and significantly increase your overall tax bill. There are lots of people who bought 25 years ago, whose property value has increased exponentially compared to their other wealth. I know a number of expatriates who have a reasonable level of assets outside of property, but which would not otherwise put them into the wealth tax bracket. But the value increase in their property puts them square in the middle of Spanish wealth tax. So the allowances that they are useful. But property, as I say, is an immovable asset and one which is liable to increasing levels of taxation, increasing costs for maintenance, and is illiquid. And in my opinion, there are lots of people who are now in larger, more difficult to maintain properties and who are increasingly aged, looking to capitalise on the value of their property and to use the asset from the property sale as a means of continuing to provide them with an increasing level of income and also making it much simpler to pass over assets to the next generation.
Yeah, it seems a simple idea, Bill, when we talk about it like that. If you move on then to capital investments, could strategic tax planning potentially make a significant difference to your wealth tax liability?
Yes, I think it can. As I say, it's an individual thing. I can't give you a one-size-fits-all answer to that question, I'm afraid, Howard. But frankly, if you sit down with a competent, experienced and expert advisor from Blevins Franks, he will take you through all of the various aspects of taxation, including wealth tax, wherein he is trying to mitigate your liabilities to the lowest possible level.
It all sounds like a specialist area, Bill. I propose professional advice is very important here.
I think it is. You know, there's no question that this the whole question of planning your own affairs on your own without the depth of knowledge and technical expertise and tax planning skills that exist within a business that's been doing nothing other than advising British expatriates for the last 40 years living in Spain, we are likely to have information that you're not aware of. I've used the expression before, Howard. The problem with trying to do this yourself is that you don't know what you don't know. Blevins Frank's job is to make sure it does know what the answers to all these questions are. And of course, having been doing this for 40 years, we've pretty much come across pretty much everything. There's still new things that come across our desk, and it's always interesting to learn things. But I suspect in the vast majority of cases, we would have seen it all before, as it were, and we'll be able to apply that experience and that expertise in improving your own personal investment and tax position.
Thinking back to when you started, Bill, there's no internet, no website to show. Things have changed.
You're talking here about... if you mention carrier pigeons, I should be offended.
Well,
but
no.
Yes, no, you're quite right. There was. I remember arriving in Spain to seminars whilst on the hoof travelling all around Europe to arrive at an hotel, Marbella Club or somewhere, to spend two or three nights to arrive and find 60 pages of facts printed on glossy paper, half of which was illegible. And now, you know, I pick up most of my messages, on the airplane or just getting off the airplane at the airport. It's incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a massive change.
And talking about the website, remind the listeners what your website is.
Yeah, if you're interested in talking about your wealth tax planning, just in a generic sense, just to get an idea of the sort of stuff that Blevins Franks do, the website's a very good place to start. You know, I'm pretty sure that anyone who becomes a new client of the business will already have interrogated the website in depth. But that's not enough. You need to sit down and find the personality of the individual that's likely to give you advice and make sure that you feel you can work with him or her so that you're in a position where we want to create with you a partnership, because that's what gets the best out of your wealth and that's what gets the best from us, as it were. So go to the website. If you'd like to make contact, all the offices and telephone numbers are on that website. We'd look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, I'll give the name, you've forgotten, www.blevinsfranks.com.
That's us.
That's us.
Thanks, Howard.
Thanks.